Proenza is the longest continually serving president at a public university in Ohio. The 68-year-old will get an 18% raise in January, bringing his base salary to $500,000. That will continue through a one-year sabbatical beginning next June. After that, he'll make 65% of his salary to fill the newly created trustee's chair in higher education and the economy. Proenza will hold that chair for 10 years and is committed to raising $1 million to support it. He says his new position allows him to continue contributing to the school while doing the things he wants to do before he can't do them.
There's not a minute to lose. I have one more full year in my presidency, and we have a number of things that we have charted that we want to do, a number of things that we will be discussing and want to do. So this is a 24/7 job, and I enjoy traveling with my wife. I enjoy many other things, and she and I built a boat, and I want to be sure to be able to use it.
Since coming to Akron from Purdue University, Proenza has presided over a $620 million expansion of the campus.
You know, an initial plan to build 6 new buildings became a plan to do 22 new buildings and 18 major additions and renovations and 34 acres of new green space, 30,000 trees and plazas and walks and terraces, etc.
The revamp integrated the school more fully with the city while rerouting streets that previously crisscrossed through campus. Proenza also led the creation of the $200 million Austin Bioinnovation Institute. Those are all big pluses, according to biology professor Stephen Weeks, who also heads the faculty union. But there are some changes he'd like to see with the new administration.
Over time, there's been an amazing administrative bloat here. More and more of our resources have gone into the administrative aspect of higher education. Less and less, as a proportion at least, has been going to actual faculty, you know, getting boots on the ground, so to speak, getting full-time faculty in front of students. We have one of the greatest reliance on part-time people of any of the state's universities.
The University of Akron's budget for the next year calls for an 8% cut in administrative staff, plus 6% on the academic side. It's cutting 100 positions. The school is also closing 2 residence halls and increasing tuition 2%. It's part of a plan to close a nearly $30 million budget deficit, as enrollment dropped last year and was flat the year before. Akron trustees will hold a special meeting in September to begin the search for a new president. Proenza's retirement comes at the same time as Lester Lefton at Kent State, Tom Chema at Hiram College, and Gordon Gee at Ohio State University. Gee is also transitioning to a faculty position. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.